there's no deliverance without suffering. You know, in a way that's, it's like, as it said, part of one of the beauties of fasting is the breaking of the fast. You can't taste the joy of breaking fast, which is great, unless you fast. Yeah, so if we don't, the affliction is the salvation. You know, it's amazing, because that's also when we cry out, that's when we sometimes come to the core of ourself, is in those moments, and where we really reach through the layers of kind of self-sufficiency and, you know, obscurity and heaviness, just of our physical being, because we're, you know, of the earth, or of their earthly elements. And when in the affliction, it's just like an open door right to the heart. And we cry out, O Allah, help, Madad, Ya Rab, Ya Rahman, O most merciful of the merciful. And then to be able to taste that relief, that release, that ending of the affliction is so great. It's like the martyrs when they reach the end of their journey in paradise, it says at the resurrection, there will be martyrs who ask, and these are martyrs not just of the physical battle, of course, but martyrs of the heart, who will ask to be sent back to taste that joy, because there can be a deep joy. It's never unmixed in the heart of the lover of God. Because we know as soon as we are afflicted, Allah is there. So, inshallah. But may Allah keep us away from calamities and those things. But may we be among those who can rejoice in the thorn of the rose as well as the rose. Amen. Amen. Amen.